In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, how many of us would go to the doctor with a raging skin condition? Just horrible. Weeping, infected, smelling, terrible. How many of us would go to the doctor and say, just put some powder on it. Just cover it up. A little makeup. That's really all I need. Don't actually try to cure it. Just cover it up. Because then that way I can go out and people will think I'm fine. I won't be fine, but at least people will think I am fine. Well, we wouldn't do that. We would not want to just go and have a little bit of superficial cover-up on something that was truly eating away at our flesh. And in Jesus' time, when our Lord and Savior walked this earth, anything called leprosy was some sort of horrible skin condition. It wasn't necessarily the Hansen's disease that we know to this day, but whatever it was readily evident to anyone around. Skin was broken down. Parts of the body were seeming to deteriorate and fall off. It was horrible, whatever it was. And every sort of horrible skin condition got lumped under leprosy. But more than anything, what it did was isolate the victim from everyone else. Isolated through leprosy. And so most of these leprous persons were beyond despair. They had no sense that in their lifetime they'd ever be healed, that there would ever be any possibility of ever being relieved of this horrible malady, and that they would not only live with it, but they would die with it, and there was no other option. And many of them would go to see others trying to get some relief, and no relief was possible. So it truly, truly was remarkable when Jesus, even with just minimal contact with them, said, "Go show yourselves to the priests," and they realized that they were healed. They realized, they looked at themselves, and they said, "I am healed." And we could spend all morning trying to figure out why only one of them came back versus the nine that went on their way. But my suspicion is that the one that came back actually truly realized that he had been healed. Not just a little makeup, not just a magic trick where his skin looked better, but he actually had been healed to the very core, to his very depth of his being. And all he could do was fall at the face of the one who healed him, fall at the feet of the one who healed him, and give him glory and give him thanks. Probably not even knowing exactly who this master was that healed him, and yet he knew. He knew to the depth of the core of his being that he had been healed. And of course, we know from Holy Scripture that the word leprosy gets used widely, and it is synonymous with sin. Because so many times when Jesus would heal, particularly in leprous conditions, he would then finish the healing and say, "Now go and sin no more." And it was evident then that it was for all time to be that these conditions that were spoken of figuratively as well as literally in Holy Scripture were to be carried forward and understood, that even in our day, when we speak of leprousness, there are probably none of us sitting here today in this holy ground suffering from leprosy. And yet all of us, from time to time, are sinners. And we suffer from the leprosy of sin. And so if we come to the great physician, we come to the great physician, our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, we all cry out and we say, "Mercy, mercy, heal me. I'm a sinner. I have sinned. Heal me." Just like going to the regular doctor, we expect healing. But sometimes I wonder if we don't worry that all we're getting is just a cosmetic fix for just a short period of time. Just a little cosmesis, just something to cover up so that we look okay to everyone else, and we look okay even to ourselves until we go to the mirror and then we look in and we say, "Up, there are those lesions again. I see them. I guess I'm never going to be healed." And we begin to lose faith. We begin to lose that even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ cannot heal us. That we're just stuck with this. That either the thorn is too deep or the lesions are just too far gone. There's parts of us falling off. And we just assume, "Nope, I'm stuck with this. I just am going to go back to the confessional again and again and again and just get a little cosmesis, get a little powder, get a little makeup. That'll be fine." No, it is not fine. Our Lord invites us to the fullness of his love and mercy, yes, to forgive us, but not just superficially, to forgive us and heal us, so that when we leave, there is an expectation that we will not just leave him behind and wait for the time when we come back for a little more makeup, but then we invite Jesus with us. We want to have him walk with us. Oh Lord, walk with me. Protect me from being infected again. Heal me to the depth of my being. Let the near occasion of sin get further and further and further away from me. And many of us will be convinced, "Well, I am just an abject sinner. There's nothing I can do. I can make no progress in this life," which then is to look straight at the great physician and say, "Sorry, I have already decided there's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do for me. I'm too far gone." And we do not allow our Lord to truly reach in, to truly offer us full and complete healing. It's not that we're never going to get sick again, that we're never going to sin again, but our Lord truly desires to heal us. But we must want it as much as our Lord wants it for us. We must want to be healed. We must desire to undergo whatever earthly purgation that our Lord presents to us so that we might truly be healed. And if we wonder and if we go back to the gospel today and we say, "How come 9 of them just went away? I can't speak to what was happening in the minds of those 9, but they clearly, I suspect, did not truly believe that they had been healed, that it was just a temporary fix and a little bit of cosmesis, some powder over the wounds." And yet the one who returned knew without a doubt that he had been healed. It is my prayer for all of us that when we come to our Lord and Master, to the great physician, and we ask him for healing, that we not only want to be healed in the moment of the guilt of our sin, but we want him to continue to do a good work in us, to continue to do the work of a great physician, to heal us from the propensity to whatever the deep thorn is that continues to plague us, because we desire deep down to truly be healed. And it's then when we can come confidently, fall face down at his feet, "Jesus, Jesus, my Lord and my God, your love for me, I cannot imagine. But all I can do is give you my humble thanks. Thank you for healing me. Continue to do a good work in me. Whatever it takes, reach into me. Take whatever is dark. Take whatever manifests itself as leprosy externally. Don't just cover it up. Heal me." Praise be Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.